Before express mail or overnight delivery, messages travel at a speed measured not in hours, but in weeks. For those wanting to communicate up and down the Santa Fe Trail, one tree became an important link in the system. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Council Grove, Kansas was named for a grove of trees along the Neosho River, where tribes would meet with the U.S. government.
We were known as the Council Grove Crossing, and the Osage Treaty was the famous treaty that was signed underneath that tree in 1825.
Mary Hunneman says that Council Oak stood for well over a century.
The Kansa tribe, when they moved here, the word Kansa that they took translates to the people of the south wind, and it was that south wind that took down that huge bur oak tree in 1958.
The trees at Council Grove served many purposes, including one known as the post office oak.
The story of the post office oak tree is a famous one. It evidently had a cavity in it, and during the Santa Fe Trail days, before there was even a town here, people would put mail in it, and then when other people that they knew were following them on the Santa Fe Trail would come, they'd look there for communication from somebody they knew.
Over time, the tree was no longer used to store mail, but its importance was never forgotten.
Eventually, when the town was formed, a German family here built a brewery right close to that tree, and the tree grew into the front porch.
Once it grew into the porch, it began to die. But the famous tree lives on, so to speak.
It did fine for a while, and when it started to rot, the local Morris County Historical Society raised the money to have it treated so that it's petrified now, and there is a canopy above it as well.
Many of the famous trees here remain, a testament to the town's name. Traveling the countryside in Council Grove, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.